Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Good morning, world, good morning. The sun arose again. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams, full of opportunity. And leave your past behind. You can't move forward looking back. Don't want to live your life and rewind. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams. It's a new day full of opportunity.
You guys, good morning, world. Good morning. This is Star
and Pastor Dab,
and we are ready to win. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another week's show of Ready to Win. We are so excited. We've got a great show lined up for you, and we're just so excited to be here with our favorite engineer over there, Alex. is the best, you guys. If you ever get an opportunity to come here to the Truth Radio broadcast program, you would ask for Alan because he's amazing. He is. He's so good, and he's just kind, and he knows what to do, guys. He's amazing back there doing some great engineering for us, making our show sound great every week. So thank you, Alan, for all that you do behind the scenes, and we appreciate you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alan.
So like every week, we start our show off with an inspirational word from Pastor Dab. And I know you've got a great one for us this week, so take it away.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's just such a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to be here one more time, one more day. And we just come today just to tell God thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for another opportunity. We're just so grateful to the Lord today. And I had my quiet time with the Lord today, and I just came in, what came in my spirit was open, willing vessel. And you know, that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be open, willing vessel, one that he can use and work with, one that's accessible and available to him, one that's ready to do the work and the will of the Lord, one that has the right mindset, makes a conscious choice to do. See, because action, you have to put some action behind it. Faith without works is dead.
Yes,
so
right.
We have to have a open, willing mindset and to be a vessel that God can use. So we're going to just read to you real quick 2 Timothy 2, verse 19 through 21. And it says, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work." Prepared for every good work. So we just give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. We pray that we will be open, willing vessels that the Lord can work through us, in us, with us, and for us. And we pray that something might be said or done that will help you want to be an effective witness for Christ, and something that will help you along your journey this week as you walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. That's a good word, being willing vessels. And that's what we all are. That's what we all should be, is willing vessels for God to use and get the glory out of our lives. And so we are just so thankful. We've had a great week, a bunch of milestones being met with Gabe, and he's doing new things. I always say he's getting better every day. And so he's having some new experiences, getting to watch him grow up and see that little personality, that big giant personality come out of there. And it's amazing.
Yes.
And I'm excited. We've got a show lined up for you guys today with one of our dear friends that we've met at the Family Cafe. And I know we always talk about the Family Cafe. It's the largest conference for families with and families and people that have disabilities in the country. You guys, it's going to be held this year, June 15th through 17th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando, and it's going to be an amazing conference. It's going to be the 20th year anniversary.
Yes.
And I love the conference so much because basically, they started just like you and me, Mommy,
right,
sitting around a table, and they put their heads together and they said, what can I do to make this world a better place for my child that has special needs?
Right.
And they came together. They came together. They started the Family Cafe, and it was just a handful of them.
Right.
And, you know, they're making it better for thousands of people around the country. They've got people with the state involved. They've got people, they work with all the Senate legislature, the school board. I mean, this event is so powerful. And I just know that if you're a family out there that has a child with special needs, make your way to the Family Cafe.
Right.
Its registration is open. All you have to do is go to www.familycafe.net. And I actually registered this week. Registration opened up on February the 14th on World Disability Day. And guess what? It's free to go. It's free. It's free. It's free. The only thing that you have to pay for is your hotel room, and they even have a discount for that. So, and they are giving away 100 free rooms. They have like a lottery process where they pick out 100 free families, get a room. So, I want you guys to definitely make sure that you register for the Family Cafe so that you can get what you need, find the resources that you need on your journey. And we've got a guest on the line right now that I have been so privileged to meet. He is so super duper amazing. And his name is Malcolm. Malcolm, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Hello there.
All right. I can't hear him.
I don't hear him.
We can't hear him in our earphones. Let's see. I can, Malcolm, say it again. You there,
Hello,
Malcolm?
Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm.
We hear you. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Awesome. We're so excited to have you on the air. You are live on 91.7, 91.9, and 91.3. So you're going all over Georgia, Jacksonville, St. Augustine. Over 1.4 million people have ears to hear you today. We're excited to have you on just to share a little bit about your story. And you guys, Malcolm, I'll just give you a little bit of background. Malcolm, we always talk a lot about I know because my son is 10 years old, we always talk a lot about the little kiddos that have autism and special needs. But I think, you know, as Gabriel gets older, I'm sure we'll explore the older kids. But I wanted to share with you guys a different perspective today of someone that was born with cerebral palsy and autism and is doing amazing and has an amazing life. And I just want you guys to hear a little bit from Malcolm. He's one of my dear friends that we met down at the Family Cafe. And I want you guys just to hear a little bit about him. So, Malcolm, could you just tell them a little bit about you? Tell them who you are and you know, just a little bit of your history, a little bit of your journey.
Absolutely, Star. So my name is Malcolm Harris Gowdy. I'm 28 years old. I currently live in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I was diagnosed with autism and cerebral palsy when I was 3 and a half. I couldn't walk or talk. I couldn't speak a word of English. I couldn't do anything for myself. And there were, at times, people would doubt me and tell me that I'm not going to live up to anything or do this or that. But I'm just thankful that I have a great support system. And I would say to those families that are out there that have children and adults with autism, the best thing that you can do is just give them hope and just love them unconditionally. And that's what's important. Accept them for who they are.
Hey, man, that is so awesome. So you have a great support system. You're just so smart and so amazing. And I just, every year, I know we get to see each other at the Family Cafe. And, you know, tell people a little bit about the Family Cafe and some things that you get out of the Family Cafe and why it's so important for them to attend.
So it's so important to attend because you have so many different agencies that provide you information, and you have different speakers that you can choose from. There's like different, there's different topics. There's so many that you can choose from that you can go to and listen to. And I actually shared my story last year at Family Cafe.
Ah, oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you just recently sent me something. Are you writing a book or was that a blog or something that you have put out?
Yes. Yeah, I'm writing a book. Yep.
Wow.
About your story.
And I loved your story. I read what you had sent me, Malcolm. I'm just so proud of you. Every time you talk, I know it almost, I just have to hold back the tears because just to see how awesome you are and all the great things that God has done with your life. And when I read the part that your parents were just great parents and that you had the support system that you had, what were some of the therapies that helped you be able to go from being nonverbal to verbal?
So the therapies that helped me, Star, were physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy.
And was there any particular thing that triggered the speech to come out? I mean, what was the major, you remember what your first words were?
I wanted to say mom and cookie, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So I had to basically learn from my youngest sister who is 3 years younger than me. So I would start repeating words that she would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I started talking.
Wow. So definitely this being around other kids that are talking and having siblings, you would say that helps children be verbal?
Yes, Dart. That's what I would say helps me the most. My siblings, everybody that was there that helped me. Like I said in the beginning, you know, without the support system that I have now, I don't know where I would be, to be honest, you know.
Wow.
I just thank everybody, you know, who's been there for me since day one, who believes in me, who's going to give me, you know, who gives me the opportunities that, you know, that I get to do, you know, without them, none of, you know, God would not have made these things possible for me at all.
Wow.
Honestly.
Oh my gosh. You are so amazing. Now I want to, when you were the part of the book that almost had me in tears as well was when you were talking about being bullied and how the kids broke your glasses at school and stuff. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that? How have you overcome that and how are you able to make it through that? Because I know that's something that a lot of parents really fear when they send their kids to school is the fact that their kids might get bullied and, you know, the different things that they would have to face in the school setting. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you were able to overcome that?
Sure, Star. I could tell you how I overcame it. So my mom would explain to me that she would say to me one day, "Where are my glasses at?" And I couldn't explain it.
Mm.
So she would see my glasses in an envelope, like cracked in half. And I would make the mistake and say, "A friend did it." And my mom's like, "No, Malcolm, a friend wouldn't do that."
Mm.
Oh.
So that's how I overcame that.
Wow. And so it was just realizing that people that hurt you and that broke your glasses and that were mean to you, they weren't friends. And I think that's a lot, you know, I think a lot of our kids go through that. I just seen one of my other friends on Facebook had posted how, you know, the kids were making her son feel like they were being his friend, but they were really teasing them and being mean. But it's just overcoming and having that support and the love and that love that's poured into you over and over again. Wow. And Malcolm, we know that you've gone on to do some amazing things. You're 28 years old, but you've got some huge, gigantic dreams. I know of being like a sports commentator and you're working on some great gigantic things for the upcoming year. So first let's talk about some of your accomplishments. Like I know before you got to go see Steve Harvey, tell us about that.
Star. I went to go to the Steve Harvey Ally of Success Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And that was an incredible experience. It was an opportunity that I'll never forget. And I loved what Steve Harvey had to say.
What did he say?
Hold on for a second. So he said, "You have to surround yourself with positive people that are on the same mission as you."
Wow. You have to surround yourself with positive people that have the same mission as you. And I know you took that to heart because you definitely surround yourself with positive people. You're writing a book. You're doing great things. And you're even working on the Special Olympics promo for 2022, right? That's
yep,
the little secret.
In Orlando.
Yes. That is awesome. Any other awesome things you've got going on for yourself that you want to share with everybody?
I'm actually going to be doing an interview with Sarah Prochazka on March 19th, sharing about Special Olympics.
Wow. And right now, I know you are at, with Dr. Oz, at the, where are you at right now? Because I know you're at a conference right now.
I'm at the Channel 25 Health and Wellness Festival here at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center.
Wow, and Dr. Oz is there. So, I mean, you just,
yes.
You are so amazing. How has being out in the community, because we're really big on being out in the community and getting our younger kiddos exposed and out in the community, how has that been a blessing to your life, being out in the community and not just being cooped up in the house?
Honestly, I would say being in the community has been great. I've gotten great exposure, just letting people know about all the organizations that I'm involved with, like Standing for Independence is one, Special Olympics. Just being in the community, sharing people about everything that we do in the community is so vital and so important because people with disabilities are incredible.
Yes,
and,
they are.
And too many times, you know, just people in general want to give people with disabilities a bad rap, mm-hmm. instead of looking at us as, as incredible individuals. They want to talk about our shortcomings rather than accepting us and embracing us for who we are.
Wow. That's all I can say. Mommy, do you want to say anything to Malcolm? You're just sitting.
I love you, Malcolm, and I'm just thank God for where I hearing your story from, where he's brought you from where he's taken you to, and what has been some other things that has helped to spring you forward to where you are now.
So like I said, you know, my parents and all my friends who I've been with, you know, and things like that. So I just gotta say I'm really thankful for that, you know, and without my family and friends, for the most part, I don't know where I would be, to be honest.
Wow.
I wouldn't be doing all the great things I'm doing here in the community. You know, it's the grace of God that has gotten me to be able to do the great things that I've been able to do, you know, and without him, all these things would not be possible at all.
Amen.
So I just thank God from the bottom of my heart.
Amen. Oh, it's so good to see the greatness and hear the greatness that's coming forth through these airwaves. And I'm just so proud of you. And I'm just so excited about seeing you and watching you grow on your adventure and go on your adventure to be a blessing to others. Blessed to be a blessing, Malcolm.
That is so awesome, Malcolm. And you guys, you hear how he just loves the Lord. And we were actually, remember, Malcolm, we were at your baptism.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. Yes.
Yes. We were at, we did an event together down in Fort Pierce together. And, with the American Dream Factory, and tell Jack we said hello, and it was an amazing event. And then we came to his Malcolm was getting baptized. He said, "Star, I'm getting baptized tomorrow. If you guys are able to come, I would love for you to be there." And so we've made our way to the baptism, and what a beautiful thing! Oh my gosh, it was so many beautiful people getting baptized, and the pastor had an in-ground pool, and they left the church and went to the pool, and there was so many people that got baptized. It was a beautiful, beautiful event, and it was just amazing. So I love that.
It was.
I love to see how God is just working in your life, how you truly love and just depend on him. And how did you get to start going to church and your faith in God? You know, because a lot of times I don't, you know, for us, I know it's a fight to get Gabe to go to church. Well, not to get him there, but to keep him quiet. But how do you have God in such a priority in your life? Has it been the foundation since you were a little kid, or?
Yes, it's been a foundation for me since I was little. And my parents taught me, you know, my mom taught me to put God first in my life, and he'll just order my steps and everything like that. So just go from there.
Amen, Malcolm. Yeah. Well, we are just so, so blessed to have you share your story. And I can't wait for all of your friends to hear you, because we're going to send you this clip. And can't wait for all your friends to hear you on the radio today. We're just so excited. And is there anything else that you want to share, how that you want the world to know about you and how that they can make a difference and help other families that are just like you?
I just want to say to the families out there, for people with disabilities, just keep loving your son or daughter for who they are. Embrace them. Don't love them any different. Treat them like a normal child, and just accept them and embrace them for who they are. That's all I would say.
Wow. You guys hear it right from Malcolm. He's 28 years old, living his life, enjoying his life, making the best out of his life, writing a book, and I just know the best is yet to come. And we just appreciate you taking time to be on the air today. I know you're at that conference, but you still snuck away to get to be, for the interview today. So thank you, Malcolm. If you guys want to connect with Malcolm, you can do so on his Facebook page and ask his book. When his book is released, we'll have him back on so he can share a little bit more about his book and we'll have you come back on, okay?
Say that again, Star?
I said when your book,
I missed all that.
Yeah, I said when your book is released, we'll have you come back on the air and share your story.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I just need a publisher.
Yes, 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 yes. So we can't wait. Your book is, from Miracle Baby to...
Forecaster's Dream.
Yeah.
Proving that disabilities don't define us.
Amen. From Miracle Baby to Sportscaster's Dream, proving that disabilities don't define us. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to see what God is going to do through your life. And I thank you so much for taking a few minutes to be on here with us and to give so many families out there hope that have children that have special needs, just to let them know to love their children right where they're at. And
it's my honor. It's my honor and privilege to be a part, to be on the radio show with you today, Star. I'm very thankful that you had me on your radio show, and I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Malcolm. We appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you in Orlando at the Family Cafe. So we'll see you very, very soon.
Can't wait for that, too.
All right. So we'll see you soon, Malcolm. Thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your conference, and you have a blessed and wonderful day, and I'll send you the link of this as soon as it's up, okay?
Thank you, Star, so much.
All right. Have a blessed day, Malcolm.
Love you, Malcolm.
You too.
All right. We do love you.
All right.
Bye.
God bless.
Aw, guys. Oh, my heart is so full right now. I just love Malcolm. And the stories like that that make me so excited and make me so happy to be where we are. My eyes, I'm keeping them open so that tears won't come out of them. Oh.
Right.
Because it's just such a blessing, because when I think about Gabriel and then I see Malcolm,
mm-hmm.
it surely does give me hope.
Gives you hope.
It
yeah.
gives me so much hope mm-hmm. that one day my baby will be able to say those same things that his parents put love into him, and they put hope into him, and they mm-hmm. did, they didn't give up on him, and it was his support system that
right.
made him be where he is today. So, oh my gosh, I am crying now. Because I just... Ah, I love to hear it. And you guys, there are happy
and
endings.
That's a touching true story.
It is.
About...
It's a touching true story for
yeah.
Malcolm. And to see how awesome he is, you guys. We only have 30 seconds to break. But you stay tuned with us. We got some great things coming up for the second
yes.
half of our show. And we thank you again, Malcolm, for blessing all of us today
yes.
with your story.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The Trump administration is proposing banning bump stocks. Ben Thomas has more.
Bump stocks allow certain rifles to mimic fully automatic fire. They were used by the gunman in the Las Vegas massacre last year. The Justice Department's regulation would classify the device as a machine gun prohibited under federal law. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives had previously approved bump stocks. ATF officials had believed that they lacked the authority to regulate the devices without action from Congress. The Justice Department move had been expected after President Trump ordered officials to work toward a ban following the Florida school shooting. Gun makers are expected to mount a legal challenge to the new classification. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, the mother of gunman Stephen Paddock wants none of her son's assets. Instead, Paddock's entire estate will go to the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. Paddock's mother became the gunman's sole heir by default. The value of his estate will remain unclear until May. He's said, though, to have owned at least two homes. A federal grand jury in Washington has heard from former Trump campaign aide Sam Nunberg. Jackie Quinn has more.
After saying earlier this week that he might defy a subpoena from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference, Sam Nunberg wound up spending more than 6 hours inside the courthouse. Nunberg says he worked for hours to produce the thousands of emails and other communications requested by Mueller's team. President Trump may be questioned soon. His lawyers are currently negotiating a possible interview with Mueller's office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The risk of severe thunderstorms increasing in parts of the southeast, an area of low pressure strengthening as it moves east, with moisture increasing in Texas, Oklahoma, the lower Mississippi Valley. Could see strong storms with hail and some light rain expected this weekend for the drought-stricken southwest. Light rain will help with the drought without the danger of mudslides.
Nice looking weekend, sunny today, high 74. Partly cloudy tonight, down 56. As for Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 80. And then mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers Sunday night, low of 58. Monday, 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 70.
All right, you guys, welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ready to Win, and this is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we come on the air every Saturday from 12 to 1 to help families and children that have disabilities. And we don't call them disabilities. We have their unique abilities, okay?
Yes.
And so that's exactly what they are, because we all have some great abilities to be great. And our guest, if you heard Malcolm, is a living witness of those unique abilities. He is so amazing. And I had to wipe the tears from my eyes.
Yes.
during the break there and pull it together, because when I think about Gabriel and I see Malcolm, it just shows me what God can do. There's
That's
truly
right.
nothing too hard for God. And I just love to be able to share stories just like that. And there's countless stories like that, you guys, of people out there that are defying the odds.
Yes.
They're overcomers.
Mm-hmm.
They're, when the doctor said, no, you won't be this, God said yes. And then, you know, he said so many good things about the support system, the love from his family, and people used to give up on him and tell him that he wouldn't be this, and look at him now. And so I just am so, so thankful. It just made me feel so good to have him on the air. And I hope it encouraged you guys out there as well. If you're feeling low or wondering if it's ever going to get any better with your child, you guys, it will, and it does. So
right. And just the fact that he was grounded and rooted in the Lord, that his parents was a great support system. They shared Jesus with him. He knows who Jesus is. He has the love of Jesus in his heart. He has something to stand on. He knows who his Savior is. He knows that God is able. And so, and God has brought him this far, and he knows that he's nothing without God, apart from God. And he just always gives God the honor, the glory, and the praise. He always points the way to Jesus. And that's a good way to stay on course, to stay on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And so I just respect Malcolm. I'm in awe of all the things that he's doing, and even with his unique abilities. And there's a lot of people out there that, you know, don't do anything. We know we have a lackadaisical spirit, and we won't get up and move. We won't do anything. We just sit around and murmur and complain, and we have it. We have everything that we need. All we have to do is just use what God has given us. Whatever you need from the Lord, he's got it. And we have to start out with just using what we have, use our gifts that God has given us. Use what's in your hand. Don't murmur and complain. Just use what you got. Get started, because you too can move. You too can go someplace. You too can have whatever you say you can have if you believe it. So you just have to keep that trust level there. Keep trusting and believing in the Lord, just like Malcolm, and run your course.
Amen. Amen. And Alan, I want you to share too, because Alan was sitting over here and he was just taking it all in. Tell us how it made you feel.
I'm sitting here and you say, this kid has a disability. He's like some, you know, little boxers. My lands, he's more normal than we all are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's blessing of God from where he was to where he's now. It's like, come on. Woo.
Yeah.
I was about to jump over the console and start running down the hall praising God here.
Yeah.
Love stories like that.
Yeah. Yes, I do too. God gives you hope.
It really does.
It gives you hope, and it encourages you to overcome. You can overcome any challenges that are faced before you.
So true.
Any challenge. But you have to be grounded and rooted in the Lord Jesus. He'll get you through whatever obstacle that you're going through, or whatever crisis that you're going through. But you don't have to go through it alone. Try Jesus today.
Yeah. Amen. And that Malcolm knows that. And he is just a living example.
Yes.
And we all are. So I just, you know, I want to encourage all of you parents out there, if you're listening in, if you got to hear Malcolm's story, your story can be just the same. You can create your own story.
Yes.
Keep on loving and pouring into your kids. Keep on thinking outside the box and making those tough decisions. When, you know, those tough decisions, sometimes you have to switch therapists. Sometimes you have to put them in a different school. Sometimes you have to quit your job to be able to pour your life into your kids'
right.
life. You know, those are all tough decisions. They affect you in every area of your life. But if you can have that kind of testimony at the end of the day.
Right.
Wow. Is it worth it? I would say yes.
Yes.
So, you know.
Invest in your children.
Yes. Invest in them. Love them unconditionally. He said, love them for who they are.
Yes.
Treat them like a normal child. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said this from his own mouth, you guys. And love them with where they're at. And truly, 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 it will get better every day. That's all you have to do.
Every day, no matter what comes my way.
forward.
Yes.
Are you guys excited about moving forward?
Yes, we are.
I am too. I hope your 2018 is off to an amazing start.
Yes.
You know, it's already springtime, and there's so many wonderful things to do. Spring break is already here. I can't believe it.
And we move up an hour tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget. Bring forward.
It's getting better every day.
Yes. If you're just tuning in, I'm Star.
And I'm Pastor Dab.
And we do a radio program every single Saturday from 12 to 1 called Ready to Win, where we help children, families that have children with disabilities or unique abilities, as we like to call them.
Yes.
And we want to help to bring you resources to connect you to the resources that you need on this journey. It just helps the journey be just a little bit easier.
Yes, it does.
So that's what we want to do. And we thank you so much for tuning in with us today. And I wanted to share a couple of events that I've seen. If you are on Facebook, you want to make sure that you like our Facebook page, the Giveaway Foundation. It has green hands and blue hands, and we post a lot of this stuff on our Facebook page. And then this event is going to be the 10th Annual Autism Symposium. And this is Wednesday, March 14th at 8 a.m. It's going to be held at UNF, okay? Wednesday, March 14th at UNF, 10th Annual Autism Symposium. Another event that's coming up is the Jericho School for Children with Autism is having Connecting the Dots. And this is going to be an awesome event. It's a great conference coming in April here in Jacksonville, Connecting the Dots 2018, Wednesday, April 18th, 9 to 1 at the Schultz Center in Jacksonville, Florida. And the keynote speaker is Barbara Palmer, director of APD, which is Agencies for Persons with Disabilities. And she is simply amazing. She's at the Family Cafe every year. And you guys want to make sure that you are at this event. These are the type of events that you want to go through that will be game changers for you and your family. She's going to present issues related to the APD, the Med Waiver, and the wait list, and other agency representatives will be on hand to answer questions. The conference fee is $10, and continental breakfast is included. And certificates of completion will be available after each session. And there will be no childcare available at this event. Okay. But you want to register soon for this. This is going to be awesome. It's Agency for Persons with Disabilities. Definitely is going to be a game changer in your the resources, one of the main resources that you will need that will help you on your journey. Okay. So that's one. Another event is the Jericho School for Children with Autism. They're having a free parent training at UNF, teaching language to children with autism and other developmental disabilities. And that's March the 15th through the 16th. So it's a two-day workshop. It's free, and it's from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Workshop for parents held at the UNF University Center, and the participants will gain a greater awareness of behavior analysis as a science of learning. Participants will acquire the understanding and application of the basic principles of applied behavior analysis. A focus will be on utilizing B.F. Skinner's analysis of verbal behavior to assist in the acquisition of language skills for children with developmental disabilities. So this is going to be a great training. It's free ABA training at UNF, March 15th through 16th. Okay? So this is really, really good. Let's see if there's anything else I want to share with you. And you guys know that next month, April, is Autism Awareness Month, and I love that. We always try to do something amazing for Autism Awareness Month, and I'm excited that the next month will be no different. Actually, Autism Awareness Month is what really motivated us to go from just videoing to being on the radio to being able to share more information about autism, and not just autism, because I truly believe in helping children with all different special needs, not just autism, but Autism Awareness Month, since my son has autism, was what really propelled me, because we went from videoing, and everybody was so inspired by those videos that we decided to take it to the next level, and that's how we got here on the radio.
Yes.
So just people being able to take a real life into your life, a real look into your life, and see what it's really like.
Yes, and then they just start following you on your journey, and then you didn't know how many followers you got, but you know people are following you.
They do, because they can go back and tell you, you remember when you were at that shopping center and he fell out like that?
So when they see you, they have something to talk to you about, because they followed us on our journey. And they're
they're
really true supporters, you know. They're family, friends, and strangers. So,
yeah,
you know.
They really are true supporters. When I went out of town last week to a conference. Well, it was a couple weeks ago, the week that we had to do a rerun. We went down to Orlando to go to a meeting with the Family Cafe. And we're going to be a part of something huge that helps all the family-run organizations in the state of Florida. So we're excited about that, partnering up with them for that cause. And then when I came back, I was so excited and so humbled. I couldn't believe it that I had a check from Facebook, because people have donated. They donated money to from watching our videos. They donated money and it to the Giveaway Foundation, to our foundation. And I
an
was
anonymous
like
anonymous giver.
Yeah, anonymous giver.
But whoever is anonymous out there, we just want you to know we appreciate that.
We sure
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for planting a seed.
Yeah, it was amazing to be able to come back
to the Giveaway Foundation.
To see that, to the Giveaway Foundation. And we were like, wow, and it was like $25. I'm like, yay, you know, and it's not even
that. Thank you for helping us make a difference.
It's not the amount. It's the fact that people have the heart to give. And I was like, wow, you know, because we're down there with all these big organizations that have, they're bigger and they have funding. And of course, we're starting off and we're funding everything ourselves. And so it was just amazing to come back to see that, guess what? People care about what we're doing. We're making a difference.
Yes.
And somebody blessed us with $25 that helps us to continue to make a difference with what we do. So we thank you guys out there for all of your support. And we thank you for blessing us as well, and helping us along on our journey as well with the Giveaway Foundation and all the great things that we do out in the community to make a difference and to be able to provide resources and connect people to the resources that they need. And if you would like to give to the Giveaway Foundation, you can do so at www.giveawayfoundation.org, www.giveawayfoundation.org. There's a website, and you can go on there. You can look at some of the different events that we've been able to participate in and how we are just really involved in the community and help other children be able to be involved in the community as well. And there's this big yellow donate button at the top. So if you like to give, you're more than welcome to. And if not, just continue to pray for us as we continue to do the work that God has called us to do to help those that, you know, we're helping children and families that some, I always say my voice, I use my voice to help those that don't have a voice. And I really love to do that because it's such a blessing. I never thought I would be here, but I am so loving the journey. I really, really am.
Amen. Been an effective witness.
Yeah.
That's always what I like to stand for and represent. So just being effective in what you do, and not just be a lot of talk, but put some action behind what you believe in. And definitely you'll get the reward that God has promised you.
All righty. So thank you so much to all of you guys for doing that. We're going to play one more song, and then we'll come back with some last minute announcements. How about, do we have any overcomers out there? I know we do.
Yeah.
I'm an overcomer.
What
about you?
I'm an overcomer too.
About you, I'm an overcomer. I'm
made it through. I'm victorious. What about you? Might have had a hard year and lost all you had. Might have lost a loved one and it left you feeling sad. But you're still trusting and depending on God's unchanging power. And there's one thing you can say for sure, you're an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through.
I'm victorious.
What about you?
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through.
I'm victorious.
Oh, what about you? In spite of all you've been through, you're still here to tell your story. People turn their backs on you, but there's no need to worry. That's why you should never judge a book by its cover. When you're looking at me, you see an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through.
I'm victorious.
What about you?
I'm an overcomer.
So glad that I made it through.
I'm victorious.
Oh, what about you? One thing in life we share.
What about you? Yeah. What about you? I've been here singing along with the songs, and Alan knows that he'd just be pushing the button.
Is it Star or is it Memorex?
So we're so excited, you guys. We hope that you have enjoyed our show today. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, I'm Star.
And I'm Pastor Dan.
You've been listening to Ready to Win. We come on every Saturday from 12 to 1 to help families and children that have disabilities, but we like to call them unique abilities. Right. And we're just so thankful to the Lord for you guys tuning in, listening, for your caring, for your sharing, for all of your support throughout the year. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary on the radio, and I cannot believe it. Time has flown.
To God be the glory.
Yes. So we're going to have more great speakers lined up for you. If you missed last week's show, it was awesome as well. We had
Mr. Joey Atlas
on.
All right.
And he helped us with some fitness. And you guys, he's amazing. Nutrition and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that everybody needs. The whole family needs. And so you guys want to go back and listen to the rebroadcast on ilovethetruth.com and go click on Ready to Win. And then we'll also put it on our website at www.giveawayfoundation.org. So make sure that you're following us on all of our social medias. And I wanted to give you guys one more announcement that's going to be coming up. Making Strides for Autism is having their third annual World Autism Awareness Kickoff, Miss Corinth Bass, we love you out there, girl. Yes. Giving you a shout out. It's going to be Sunday, April the 8th, 2018, from 10 to 1 p.m. It's going to be at the North Bank Riverwalk, Riverside Arts Market, 715 Riverside Avenue. So you guys want to make sure that you attend that. It's going to be an amazing event. It was awesome last year, and I know it's going to be awesome this year. So make sure that you're there. And we support the events here in our Northeast Florida community. That's what it's all about, is supporting one another and being a blessing to one another and getting the resources that we need. You know, you can't complain and say, I need this, I need that. And then you don't want to show up to anything. You don't want to go to anything. You don't want to be involved with anything that's being offered. So there's so many different things that are being offered, and you have to take advantage of those opportunities, because just one bit of information that you get could be a huge game changer and change the rest of your year. And I know that's what it's been like for us. Every year that I go to the Family Cafe, the next year is better. And then the year after that, the next year is better, because I go and I get what I need.
That's right.
Even if it's one thing.
Yeah. So, you know, your favorite word is intentional.
It's intentional. That's right.
That's
one of my favorite words. Intentional. Success and everything that you see other people have, a lot of times people think it just happened. No, it didn't just happen. Nothing just happens. It's intentional.
That's right.
And so when we see kids that have good lives and good quality of life, those parents poured and poured and poured and poured into those
right.
children. It's been intentional. And so we want to make sure that that we're intentional and that we get what we need, because it's out there.
Right.
And that's what we're going to bring it to
you.
But you got to go get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So true. So thank you for tuning in to us, guys. Make sure that you go to www.giveawayfoundation.org. Like our Facebook pages, The Giveaway Foundation. You'll see the green hands and the blue hands and Starfield's Music and Pastor Dab, QLF Productions, and Positive Over Negative. We got so many sites for you to like, but like them all. Stay connected. Get what you need. And don't forget Sunlight Christian Academy, because we have an amazing school and it's a great safe place for children. So make sure you like that page and follow what we do on that page as well. So we've got some great things for you, and we're really being a blessing in our community, and we're so happy to do so. So thanks for listening.
And talk to you guys next week. And we're over and out. And
we're ready to win.
Yeah, we're ready to win all the time.
All right, you guys.
All
stay
right.
tuned.
All right. Bye now.
Listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.